Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we're going to open the phones for teachers. With the first day of school just around the corner and the end of summer upon us, with Labor Day weekend, students, teachers, our sympathies. There's a really interesting conversation on the New York Times website today. It's probably going to infuriate some of you teachers just that they're asking the question, but it's part of their Room for Debate feature in the opinion section online. And it's the question, do teachers need to have experience? That's actually the headline of the section. Do teachers need to have experience? Some schools that hire younger teachers say that being new to the job brings energy and enthusiasm to the classroom, and that there's no inherent benefit to having experienced teachers who risk being burnt out. That's one of the arguments that the Times explores today. On the other hand, there's that often cited statistic that nearly 50% of teachers quit within 5 years, and that that lack of experience in the classroom in general as a result is a problem. So younger teachers, call us. Do you see experience as a guarantee of effectiveness, or are you bringing something different to the classroom? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Younger teachers, do you see your elder peers as people to learn from, or people who are in the way because they're not adjusting to the latest realities or evidence, or they're burnt out or whatever? 212-433-9692. And if some schools, particularly some charter schools from what I've read, are leaning toward younger teachers, less experienced teachers, not just because they'll take less pay, because they think they're going to be better in the classroom, maybe more malleable in the classroom, 212-433-WNYC. Do you think that's right? And any teachers, if you think that experience is essential, tell us specifically what happens in the classroom when a teacher has been on the job for a long time that doesn't happen so well early on. 212-433-WNYC. Teachers, on the Times question, do teachers need to have experience? We'll take your calls after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC on a question for teachers as your vacation season ends and you can't call us at 11:45 in the morning anymore after Labor Day. I know some of you listen in your prep periods, and I really appreciate it because some of you call us from your prep periods when we talk about education and other things. But vacation is ending, so it's kind of a busman's holiday as you get ready to go back to work. We're engaging this question that the Times put in their Room for Debate page on their website. Do teachers need experience, especially with some charter schools and some other schools, deciding that they actually prefer to have younger teachers and not just because they cost less? So Mickey in Brooklyn and Maura in Jersey City, you're both on the air. Mickey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Maura?
Hi, yes.
Hi. Mickey, how long have you been teaching?
Well, I'm approaching my third year of teaching in public schools.
Okay.
I was also a lecturer in CUNY for several years before that.
And Maura, how about you?
I'm actually going into my second year of teaching in New York City. Yeah.
So two pretty new teachers in the public school systems. And Mickey, what are you thinking about this?
Well, I'm thinking that there's almost no other profession that you could think of where people would ask such a silly question as whether experience matters. Nobody would ask it about the medical profession. Nobody would ask it about the legal profession. And I'm a new teacher, but it's not as though I haven't basically come in contact with dozens and dozens of really great experienced teachers who had not only a ton to offer new teachers in terms of advice and guidance, but also a ton to offer their students and a real love for working with children. So I think that experience is absolutely important, and the data show that as well.
Maura, where do you come to this conversation?
Hi, I really appreciate the point where he stating that this is the only profession where people would even mention that, which is a great point. But as well, I was saying, yes, a new teacher brings new energy, however, I do agree that without the support of experienced teachers and the mentorship of the experienced teachers, the ability to even get through those first years are riddled with mistakes. And the practice of the whole idea of teaching itself is you can't. It's a continuation on a perfection that you gain with experience. So my point
is,
do
you ever look at the more experienced teachers though and think I have something that they actually don't have? However you would put that. Do you, Maura?
You have sometimes you bring in a new energy, but even an experienced teacher can bring in a new energy.
So let's bring in a more experienced teacher to add to this conversation. Jennifer on the Upper East Side. Jennifer, you there?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
How long have you been teaching?
Sorry?
How long have you been teaching?
I'm beginning my 10th year of teaching. And I taught elementary school. I'm an English as a second language teacher, so I'm licensed K-12. So I taught elementary for the last 9 years, although I had wanted to move through the grades. And I found with the recession and the change of the transfer for teachers, I just couldn't get a job. So I was going to quit. I was going to finish out this year and this coming year and then leave. But through a friend, I managed to get a high school job, and I'm going to start in a few days teaching high school, and it's given me a whole new lease on life. And I'm, you know, just as eager and enthusiastic as a new teacher, and I feel like I'm almost a new teacher because I've never taught high school.
Well, that's great. But then you seem to be making the argument that there is a disadvantage to experience. You got burnt out after 9 years teaching elementary school.
I didn't get burned out from teaching. I got burned out from just the same old, same old. And it used to be a lot easier to change schools or change, you know, just change. And a change is as good as a rest. So it's much harder now to change schools. You basically have to apply for a job like a regular person. Mm-hmm. So fair enough. But with the recession on and the hiring freeze that they had a few years ago, and then I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so expensive. Who's going to hire me? I feel very lucky, and I'm working at a great school. Mm-hmm. So,
Mickey, did you
want to
get in there? Mickey, were you trying to say something?
Well, I would say that I did something similar. I didn't have the experience, but I went through a traditional certification program and a master's degree for university in English 7 through 12, and I graduated not having any job prospects because of a hiring freeze. And I had to also take classes in students with disabilities, and ended up getting certified in students with disabilities special education. And so I did that for the last 2 years. And so I definitely sympathize with that feeling of sort of being either trapped within one thing or having to do something you weren't necessarily expecting to do. And there was nobody when I started in my special ed job who really had the experience to share. And the special ed department at my old school was one area in which there really weren't experienced teachers to help us out and help us figure out what our jobs were and how we could do them best. And that was really unfortunate. That was another area in which
experience was necessary lacking in that case.
Maura.
Hi.
I have to agree. Within, like, especially my first year, I think I continuously and often sought out the advice and support of those who taught my subject before me to figure out the main things of the job that I couldn't learn in my teaching certification program, because I often figured out that I didn't really learn how to teach in my certification program. I learned how to teach teaching.
Right. So you also need that mentoring experience and the peer contact. Allison in Maplewood also joins us. Allison, I gather you told our screeners that you have 11 years teaching experience, but that you've also learn from some of the younger Teach for America teachers?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I taught in Brownsville for a number of years, and I feel that oftentimes, and I went there with 8 years under my belt, and that's teaching around the country, and feel that there are very often these young teachers come in with so much more knowledge and current teaching methods that seasoned teachers don't have, and oftentimes are resistant to learning from new teachers. So I really feel that these young teachers just bring in such an enthusiasm. And I also feel that there's a lot of criticism about, for instance, TFA teachers or young teachers cycling out of the schools after maybe 3 to 5 years. I personally feel that even if they cycle in and out every 3 to 5 years, we're still at a far advantage having them in even 3 to 5 years and a new batch in, because they just bring so much to a school.
Can I jump in? This is Jennifer, to say that one of the reasons that I felt a little tired, and there was definitely a sort of a feeling of malaise at my old school, was we hadn't had a new teacher there in years, because our budget was cut by 10% every year for the last 4 years. So we were letting go of teachers and suddenly couldn't bring in new ones. And it would have served us well to have new teachers just for that spirit and that.
And I'd like to also add that, and then I'm going to go, but I'd also like to add that just because it's important to bring in new people and new brains doesn't mean that we shouldn't also be working on incentives and ideas for keeping people in the system and having people gain that kind of experience. It's really important. But thank you so much, Brian. Have a nice day.
Mickey, you too. Thanks for calling. And we still have teachers Allison in Maplewood, more in Jersey City, Jennifer on the Upper East Side. Can I get all of your reaction to an idea that one of our producers heard from an education expert who he happened to be chatting with over the weekend, who thinks that the education community should adopt the residency model that the medical industry uses? And the idea is to invest 2 to 3 years training teachers alongside experienced peers, the same way we invest in doctors. Whether that might produce better teachers from the outset. Maura, yeah. Jennifer, you have any opinion about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, this is Maura. And that's actually an idea I've heard of before, and it's actually something that I feel is very interesting and actually something that should be further discussed more amongst the education community. Because if you relate back to the 50% of teachers leaving within the first 5 years, you have to ask, why are these 50% of teachers leaving within the first 5 years? Is it a lack of understanding of the job? Is it a lack of support? Is it a lack of general ability to adapt? But with the idea of a residency, it not only gives the teachers the on-the-job training, which is what I was referring to before, I felt like I couldn't learn teaching unless I was teaching. It also allows for a higher supportive environment so that when you become essentially the master in the classroom or the guided learner in the classroom, you really have that experience behind you.
Jennifer, you think?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, what would that look like and how is that different from doing student teaching hours? I was a New York City teaching fellow, for which I'm grateful because I never would have paid for it on my own, but my student teaching hours were like in summer school and it was sort of a joke. So I didn't have a lot of experience before I started teaching. But I think in traditional grad school, education school, people do a ton more hours as student teachers. Is that not similar to what we're talking about?
When I just got my master's, you're only required to do 180 hours every semester. So it really was only a couple days a week. And in that sense, it really, unless you took that extra initiative to gain that experience, it really wasn't even necessarily a learning experience. Often for those who have never even been in the education world before, and I had actually been a long-term sub before I even went to grad school, but many of my peers had never even stepped in a classroom.
Jennifer and Maura, thank you both so much for having this conversation with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We think that Allison in Montclair had to dump out because her baby was crying, which we all heard. So, Allison, yes, you're a mother and a teacher. All right, we have 40 seconds. Allison in Garrison, a different Allison, what was the best part of summer?
Best part of summer?
Yeah, now that you got to go back and teach.
Well, I went working. working at camp all summer because I am actually an assistant. Although I have a master's degree, more of my learning as a teacher has been happening in other people's classrooms because, unfortunately, with the recession, I haven't been able to get a full-time teaching job.
And now you got one?
I don't have one. Anybody want to hire me?
All right. Let us know if you want to hire Allison and Garrison. What's your grade or your specialty?
Elementary and students with disabilities.
All right. Watch our website. If anybody wants to post to WNYC.org for an interview with a teacher who can do that, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Teachers, we appreciate your ears during the summer and other vacation days, and good luck in the new school year. People should not blame teachers for all the ills of society, as they sometimes do, right?